Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right out here in our operations area. The official clock here at NAC says it's 9 o'clock. Time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. Let's start off with the radar just stationary. If I draw a circle right around that eye, it's just not moving at all. We actually have had a movement in our last advisory west at 1 mile an hour. So for all purposes, it's basically stationary at this time. Still 165 mile an hour winds. And to give you some distances here, we're about 120 miles or so east to West Palm Beach, just to give you an idea of some of these distances. So a couple things to note. One, stationary. That means still all those the winds, it's all the rain, and it's all the storm surge for the Bahamas. They continue to get pounded with these unrelenting conditions over the Bahamas. So with time, we still expect this to move north. But look what's already happening. You're already starting to see some of these rain bands in Florida as we look from the Miami radar out. And that can cause 40 to 50 mile an hour winds and heavy rainfall as well. The other thing to note on radar that's important as we move into the forecast, notice that you get some of these rain bands further out from the center. And of course, these individual cells move very fast. But if you notice, they don't stray from that line very well. So that means it's not moving in terms of the location. So you get a lot of rain really quick over the Keys. And as we move north, that can even stretch into portions of South Florida. So let's look at the latest forecast updated. Look at the size of the tropical storm force winds stretching out about 120 miles or so from the center. So we never really talk just about a center point because the hurricane force winds too, 30 to 40 miles from the center. So with time, we still expect, remember it's been a battle of what's steering this. We have that high pressure and that's the reason it's been pushing towards the west, but it's collapsed. So now there's nothing to move it around. Now we're waiting for this little trough of low pressure to finally pull it to the north. And when that happens, where that happens, we're watching it really close because it's important for the forecast. But here's something to think about. We concentrate too much on exactly where these points are in the exact forecast. And notice we don't even put lines on there anymore. So we got to talk about in terms of impacts. I mean, look at the spread of those tropical storm force winds and the hurricane force winds. That's why we have the watches and warnings up for the coastline, because you can see some of those winds with time. Draw the same circle anywhere and look how far inland some of those winds stretch. So you're going to get the winds with time and the timing. It looks like, you know, this is Tuesday at 2 p.m., Wednesday, Thursday, 2 a.m., and then Friday. So we're going to be dealing with a hurricane the entire week. Some of the issues associated with the forecast storm surge is one of those big ones, 4 to 7 feet in some of these areas. We put the warning out when you can see some of the water out 36 hours. And also the watch at 48 hours. And by the way, this is a big reminder with this. Some of that water could reach the coastline well before the storm. You can get water way out ahead of so you got to be ready for it as the water starts to rise, not just in Florida, but even up the coast. So we are keeping an eye on all the latest, and we'll keep you posted as new information comes in. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.